Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Best and Zeitest. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis. I'm Jack O'Brien. That is the best co-host in the game, Lacey Mosley.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm happy to be here. There's so much good trending right now.
I know. Yeah, let's tell the people what's trending. Harry Belafonte is trending. Got me worried. He is trending because there's like footage of him falling asleep that was adjusted to make it look like it was Biden. So basically they used footage of an interview on a newscast where the newscaster's like, and I believe he's asleep, basically, because Harry Belafonte fell asleep during a press run because the man is busy. And they cut him out, put Joe Biden in. Deep faked it, and now it's, you know, it's just right wing propaganda being used to make it seem like Joe Biden is even older and sleepier than he is.
Right, and that's what Trump likes to call him, Sleepy Joe. So yeah. That makes total sense.
It's hard to tell if he's sleeping or not because his eyes are like little coin slots. But I think this is unfair.
Right. Also, I just hate to see any older person trending. Like, if I see a person who's over 70 trending, like, my heart is getting tight. Yes. And Betty White. Please stop making Betty White trend.
Yes. Well, speaking of people over the age of 70, Bill Maher is trending. No, I'm just joking. Bill Maher is trending for his hot take that Trump might win. That's not the most interesting angle to take. I think Michael Moore was talking about that. We've been talking about it for about a year now. No matter what the polls say, it seems like he probably has an advantage over the polling averages, over what the polling averages would tell you. And he has a lot of enthusiasm. The enthusiasm gap is real. But the more interesting angle on this Bill Maher story is something, Lacey, that you revealed when you saw that he was trending.
Okay, I'll tell you guys this. Don't attack me on Twitter. When I was a little misguided young woman, I had a crush on Bill Maher. I used to watch his show on HBO like every night, and I thought he was smart and cute.
That blew my mind.
Jack will not stop judging me. He's
I'm not judging you at
me.
All because it's not uncommon, right? Like, he is famous, or at least in his own mind, he is infamous ladies man. So I guess I had always assumed he was kind of full of shit, but you're telling me not so. You tapped into something that's out there.
There was something about him.
Yeah. It's the way he walks out to that dump, 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 dump. You hear that music coming and your heart starts beating a little bit faster.
I hate you. Also, yeah, you're not judging me, but you are looking at me in this very inquisitive manner that's just like, why?
Because I feel like I finally have, like, this is the Rosetta Stone. This is somebody who can answer a mystery that has long plagued me. Is like, so what is it about him? Is it just kind of his general, like, having his shit together, like, thinking he knows everything-ish?
No, it's, I don't know. I was like, he was smug and really smart and seemed right. Super liberal. And I just was like, oh, yeah, like, that's hot.
Yeah. Totally. I get that, actually.
Now I'm like, ugh, it's creep energy, and he's obviously super duper problematic. But yeah, that was, I don't know why I felt like I needed to get that off my chest, but I really confessed it to you.
I'm so glad you did. All right, let's talk about, while we're on the subject of you and Bill Maher, let's talk about marriage. Marriage is trending. I could potentially hear wedding bells in the future for you and Mr. Maher, but...
Wow, also... I said I changed, Jack.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just being an asshole. But marriage is trending. This is one of those things where two stories overlap, and they're about the same thing. So there's two celebrity stories. Katy Perry... came out and talked about her marriage to Russell Brand and how that was very difficult. And then Brad Pitt is trending because he is dating a woman who is married, who is in an open marriage to a elderly man. So, I
mean, Brad, oh God.
Oh no. Brad Pitt is Brad. Really the actor of Bill Marzer.
But Brad Pitt, look, he's got a type. And it's when women who are in a contract with another man.
That's true.
Like, that's his type. Like, just walk by with your wedding papers, like, ooh, girl. Not the first time. So, or actually, I guess that wasn't his. He was in a marriage when Angelina Jolie and him were hooking up. So,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, she was just in a long-term blood bond with Billy Bob Thornton.
Isn't that a marriage when you like cut each other and
right.
drink each other's blood?
That have seems somebody like else's blood flowing through your veins? Yeah, it's
seems like a marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're all consenting adults who are down for what they're doing, like.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah. The guy seems like he's like, yeah, well, whatever.
He's like going on dates with them.
Right. Seriously. Brad Pitt, probably the best guy conceivably to get cheated on with. Because it's just like, yeah, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
It's like that's totally understandable. Can't have your feelings hurt by that. Although you'll probably never... see your significant other again, but
you're absolutely right. Like if your significant other comes home, no matter the sex, and they're like, look, Brad Pitt is giving me peen now, I'd just be like, all right, well, your suitcases are in like, see ya.
Yeah,
it was nice while it lasted. I'm not gonna get mad at Brad Pitt.
Right. Kids, say goodbye to mommy. This is the...
I like drop mommy off at Brad Pitt's house. Like, all right. I just want to see the place. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. I think you just looked at me. Oh, no. It was you. It was you.
Okay. Bad. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll get the rest of the bags out of the car and then I'll get out of here.
Lion is trending because there's just this video of a lion walking through a traffic jam. In I don't know where, but the lion is bigger than I realized lions were. Lions are enormous. And he also has like a dope haircut, which like his mane goes all the way down to his chest, which I respect. Ooh.
I feel like we don't ever get lions with scale like that, like in
right.
traffic.
Yeah,
we just see them with other lions.
Right, other lions and then like a crumpled animal that they just took down. But yeah, we rarely see people chilling with lions. And it just does not seem bothered at all by anything that's happening around them. Lions, very cool. And then Versus is trending because we've got I mean, this almost feels like the final boss of, or right. not the final boss, but like what Versus has been building to. Because people are like, oh, it's too friendly. Everybody just, it's a love fest. Everybody loves each other. Everybody's like, and this song is an example of how you influenced me. And this is the one where it's like, they might fight each other.
Right. The only other one that I saw that wasn't as positive was Scott Storch versus I can't remember who, but the guy kept being like, yeah, that's what, remember when you blew all your money on cocaine? Everybody was like, whoa.
Wow.
Y'all are rude. But Brandy and Monica have both come out and made statements that this will not be a negative event, that they're going to be nice to one another. But if you know their history, they have a song together called The Boy Is Mine, where they fight over a boy. And they also had a performance once where Monica punched Brandy in the face right before the show. And then they had to go out and do the song, like, with Brandy's freshly punched face. So at one point, they were fighting each other.
That is... I did not know that story. That is wild. I now have to Google that and watch the performance to see the realness of just that... interesting.
I don't know if I can go on. Like, I know the show must go on, but if you punch me in my face, like, we gotta fight first.
Right.
Like, the show will be delayed at least.
Yeah.
But they're doing it at Tyler Perry Studios, which I'm very interested to see. They're gonna be in the same room.
Wow. Oh, so we'll,
maybe those
we'll see
old
where
feelings
this...
come up.
Yeah. See if they decide to really get into character again for this performance. That's going to do it for this afternoon. Until tomorrow, we have a whole ass episode. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.